That's right. You did it day number 7. Unbelievable. I know for me, what I mostly got out of this week was a clarity on some things that I needed. Not on everything, so I want that to be actually an encouragement for you. This might definitely be the start of something where you're continuing to lean in for answers and for strength and for wisdom. But for me, I did get some clarity out of this week's prayer and fasting, and I hope that you're going to join everybody this morning at the Trinity campus at 9 o'clock. We're going to have a time of worship. It's going to have a time of prayer together, corporate prayer, praying for one another. I'm going to teach a little bit out of John 17, and we'll be out of there by 9 o'clock, but it's going to be an impactful time. So today, I want us to look at 1 Corinthians 4:20, and this is what it says. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. This is a powerful verse because it's a constant reminder for us who believe and follow. See, the kingdom of God is not, what the verse is talking about is the kingdom of God is not just about words. It's just not rhetoric. It's about power, real power. Not necessarily the kind that our community or the world or our culture strives after, like which comes with prestige and lording over people, but the kind that changes, the power that changes hearts, heals wounds, breaks chains, strongholds, and transforms lives, which is one of the most important things for the kingdom of God. You see, you don't have to talk about your faith. You get to live out your faith, but also with power. So it's living out our faith with authority because the Spirit of God not only is in us, but when it's in us, it should flow through us. And what this means is it's not enough to just say the right things. Or I would say it's not enough to say the right things or just go to church. It's we're called to also do the right things. But doing the right things on our own strength, we fail. But doing the right thing, striving to do what's right and godly, can only really be accomplished by His Spirit in us and flowing through us. Faith without action, I like to say faith without action is just typically just noise. So here's the idea. So today and every day, let your words be backed by your walk. Let your words be backed by your walk, not striving for perfection. If we fall and we react to things instead of respond to things, hey, look, we have the Lord's grace. We go to Him with prayer. We ask for forgiveness. We ask for more strength from His Spirit, and we move the story forward. But when we pray, we also believe that we're praying in power. When we speak, we're speaking powerful words because the power of the Holy Spirit is in us and flowing through us. We speak life with power. So when you and I, what the scripture is referring to is when you and I face obstacles, we stand also in the power of God, not standing in our own strength. See, the kingdom, here's what I want us to get. The kingdom is alive and active. And what we do when we activate it. And so we walk and we live in the power of Christ and we live it out. So let God's power flow through you today in every choice that you make. Because the world just doesn't need, and I think we know this, because the world just doesn't need, right, to hear the gospel. It needs to see it in action. I like to say it like this, live a faith that carries weight, just not words. Hey, I'll see you this morning. Prayer, 9 a.m. is going to be awesome.